Welcome back to the sunny side of your number one station for talk. 90.39 during info. Good afternoon to you once again. As always, it is time to have great conversations right here. What do I have in store for you today? Very simple. Our saving culture in Nigeria is the conversation for this hour. And we'll wrap it up by 1 o'clock. Then we go for trending stories. Thereafter, we'll have two live appearances. One will run from 1 up until 1:30. I should be back at 1:30 for another, which will run from 1:30 p.m. through to 2 p.m. So that takes care of the 1 o'clock through to 2 o'clock hour. But we'll be back at 2 p.m. through to 3 p.m. for Mind, Body and Soul. And we'll be talking about the importance of sleep. On the average, have you ever sat down to count or calculate how many hours you sleep? Think about it. Yeah. And that will be all on the show. So without further ado, dive into the first conversation. Remember, we're always live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, and our Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. So you can be a part of the conversation, watch me live, drop your comments in the comment section, like and also share or retweet as the case may be. And if you want to call, oh yes, we would love to take your calls. The call number, the smart number, the only number you should be calling is 070-0923-0923-070-0923-0923. And then the WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. Ever heard of the word Sapa? Sapa, Sapa, It's a slang in Nigeria now. That means that you are red, like your account is red, like your pocket is dry. Like, shishi, shengbai, shikom, fadin, nothing gum you. You don't have at all. Someone said that you are looking for urgent 2K. You know, you call, say, guy, I beg. Anything where you get, don't find me something. Even at 2K, even in a 1K, I go manage and nothing gummy. Shakba don't show me shake. And your guy tells him, no ghetto. Okay, let me see what I can do. And you are running kitty kitty, you are running kata kata. You are looking for funds. So much so that you begin to sing, adulthood now scam you better. You know, nobody go ask you how far, nobody go ask if you don't chop. I think that's how the song sounds. Money is meant to be spent, they say. Didn't leave that way they talk. Leave what you're saying. Money is meant to be spent. True. Others would say that money you are saving, if you die now, someone else will eat your money. Your next of kin. I don't know how you run up and down and you sweat. You do bricklayer. You do this. You come to Nigeria for you're talking 1 hour, 10 hours, 100 hours. It's someone else that will eat the money. And some people say also that they don't earn enough to save. So, what is the point of saving? Maybe we just didn't live life like this. If the money comes, we enjoy it, we spend it. If we finish, you don't finish. That is the average mentality. And that is why we are talking our saving culture in Nigeria. Yesterday, I talked about inflation, right? I brought out the numbers, what the statistics say. Nigeria Bureau of Statistics saying that increase, right? And people are still trying to find their way around the prevailing circumstances surrounding them. People are out of jobs. Those that, you know, have a job sometimes complain that salary is not coming in as it should. So you have companies owing staff members a lot, owing them for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. So for some companies, you know that at the end of the month, you're definitely going to get your credit a lot. You're certain. For others, you may wait up until the middle of the month or maybe the end of the following month before you see 1 month's salary. And we're just trying to get by in all of this. A savings culture means to discipline yourself into saving money regularly. And over time, your personal savings culture will lead to accumulated wealth. But then I hear somebody saying, Denise, it's not possible to get wealthy by just saving. Well, let me tell you something Warren Buffett said. He says, do not save what is left after spending, but what is left after savings. And great minds have long debated about the importance of savings for individuals and for nation states. Even states and nations save. Warren Buffett is one of the great minds, and in the above quote, he prioritized the importance of savings over meeting daily wants and expenses. Now, this is my question to you. What is your saving culture like? Do you still save for the rainy day? Tomorrow is pregnant. I don't know what tomorrow holds for me. Let me save this 5 naira or 10 naira in case. Or you spend money as it comes, hoping and praying that money will always come for you to spend. Let's talk. 0700923 0923 0700923 0923. Once again, the number is 0700923 0923, and you can send us a WhatsApp message. The WhatsApp and Telegram number for your WhatsApp and Telegram messages is 0809 0306416 0809 0306416. Please, you can join the conversation on Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH is the Twitter handle, and our Facebook page is NigeriaInfo92.3PH. So go there, like, share, and also drop your comments in the comment section. Please do not call the WhatsApp number. The WhatsApp number is for your WhatsApp messages only. So do not call, please. Thank you very much. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Oh, dear. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. Hello.
Hello.
I can barely hear you. Good afternoon. Can you hear me? Turn off your radio set, please. Okay, so we always say this, and we're hoping that you pay attention. Do well to turn down the volume of your radio set when you call, and also ensure to be audible so that we on this end can hear you. It makes for better a better communication experience, as opposed to having the noise at the background. Okay, so once again, 0700 0923 0923 0700 0923 0923. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Hello, can you hear me? What's going on? If you're just joining us, this is the sunny side on your number one station for talk, my 2.3 Nigeria Info, and we're talking our saving culture in Nigeria. What's your saving culture like? Do you still save for the rainy day, or you spend money as it comes? Nigeria Info, good afternoon. It happens again. Just try to find a way around the phone lines. In the meantime, I think I'm going to go through some of the Facebook messages I came across earlier. And let's see if we can get more comments and contributions from WhatsApp, from Facebook and Twitter. Nigeria Info, and we lost that call again. Apologies for that. All right, so a message here says, hi, Didi. How can you save when the money you earn cannot meet your needs? You only save when you can meet up your needs. Do you go and save money when you can barely eat? Blessing from Port Harcourt, send that in. Do you go and save money when you can barely eat? Oh, well, like I said, it wasn't my word. It wasn't my quote. It was Warren Buffett that was advising that you do not save what is left after spending. So you save first, then you now spend what is left after you have saved. Nigerian for good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny
good
side.
This is to I, calling from Aba.
You're welcome.
Well,
go ahead.
You know, our Lord Jesus Christ is thinking also about tomorrow. Tomorrow things are about this. I love to eat my money, but I only tell God to give me good health so that I can be making the money, and I keep on telling me, keep on blessing me every day. Because if I keep on saying, well, I'm not healthy, I'm not eating well, it doesn't sound good to me. So even as much as I have faith in him that will feed me and feed the best of the earth, feed animals, I believe that to continue to feed me, I really pray for good health. That's my saving capacity.
But you know, the same scripture says that you should go to the ant and learn her ways. Because the ants know how to gather and store up for season, right? So, the Bible is saying, okay, go to the ants and learn from the ants. Is there for a reason? And you're saying that the Lord just said, do not think of tomorrow. Tomorrow we think for itself. What if tomorrow...
Yes. The ants you are talking, they're not human beings now. Maybe during the rainy season, they have no time to move around. Maybe...
But they are not human beings. But the Bible is admonishing us to learn from them. I mean,
You can't compare that quotation with the one, the owner of the scripture, which is Jesus Christ. Because by the time you want to save, it's a problem with the society. All these politicians, they save for their grandchildren who are coming ahead. It pollutes the generation. So if you believe what Jesus Christ says, I think it's a subject matter. We work on that. I'm praying for good health so that we continue to feed us and feed the best of the earth every day.
Okay, so you rely on Jesus to take care of you every day.
Yes, I rely on Jesus. When you look at the natural resources like the trees, the flowers, the purple, and all the rest of them.
But okay, hold on. Like you said, the ants are not human beings. So the natural resources, the birds of the air and others are not also human beings.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Before civilization, somebody could go to their farm, go to some places, you get some things to eat, you get purple, you get oranges. Nobody is disturbing you. Because civilization has destroyed everything. We keep on packing money. At the end of the day, we move out. We don't help anybody. Are you getting me? So it's not the will of God to me.
All right, then. Thank you. Thank you so much. Jesus will take care of me every day. I do not need to save. Nigerian for good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I'm Lord Dave calling from Buguma.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Saving is very, very necessary. Sometimes you save, sometimes you enjoy yourself. But without saving, there is nothing like enjoying it.
Okay.
Because when you don't save, you have nothing to enjoy.
When you don't save, you have nothing to enjoy. So what is your saving culture like? Do you save?
Yes, I do save.
So you have something in your account now. If next month they don't pay salary, you will not go hungry.
Yes.
Okay. All right, that's good. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing with us. All right, Nigerian for good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Collins from Ike.
Collins, welcome.
Yeah. You know, one way to know a poor man is inability to save. And they will quote scriptures for you, and at last they will still come and beg you for money. But they will not read the scripture that says, he that saveth in summer is a wise son. He that gathereth in plenty is a wise person. They will not gather when they have it. They will leave it and go and drink and do all sorts of things. Then they will still come and beg. I don't know when they will learn. It's not only when you have millions that you can save. You can save from the little they are paying you. I do tell my colleague at work. But they will still do what they want to do. Let's keep the one we have now. But before the month end again, before they will pay the next salary, they will still come and beg you. So, it's easy to know a poor man from a rich man. Their inability to save.
Okay, so rich people always save and poor people, they don't.
Yes.
Okay.
Rich people can save and they don't expect you to depend on their pocket because they expect you to do the same. But poor, they always spend it all. Mm. As soon as they get, they will enjoy, buy chicken, eat all the eatables. You see, a poor man, he plans with the little he has. He plans. But the poor man will expect that to finish, another man will come. What if another one did not come when you expect it? How will you survive?
All right, thank you. Thank you so much. On Twitter, at Benjamin Iloma says, nothing for the rainy day in this Sevino. Monthly income not even enough to cushion daily expenses. Interesting. Nigeria Info. Oh dear. I'm sorry I lost the call. 0700 923 0923 0700 923 0923. WhatsApp and Telegram number 0809 030 6416. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Nigeria Info, good afternoon.
Yeah, Denise, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, that is very, it's important to develop a service culture, you know. The Bible says the prudent saves, the wise saves for the rainy day. Do you understand me?
Mm.
Like for example, my very self, I'm a motor mechanic.
Okay.
Are you hearing me?
I can hear you.
I had 4 children, 3 girls and 1 boy.
Mm.
Now I have 8. All of them, because of service, all of them now we are graduates.
Mm.
They are working. If I don't save, I could have, you know, sent them in a very dangerous position. They may thought to be anything, but now they are taking care of me.
Mm.
Because the little I get, I save. Mm. You don't eat everything that comes your way. Believing that God say tomorrow will take for himself. It's not wise. It's good to save.
Mm.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. What is your saving culture like? Do you save for the rainy day? Or as it comes, I spend it. Tomorrow will take care of itself. The one I have is not even enough to provide the basic things for me. So where do I even have to keep extra that I'm saving? Please, that money I'm saving, if I die today now, another person will eat it. So let me just, you know, can we take cash for squander? Yeah, may go. Or sister, let me just squander it and just go about my life, you understand? Tomorrow, if I see Gali, I drink. If I see Pepe, I chop. If I see Kuli Kuli, I swallow. Anything goes, you know, we just do it like that. Or, no. I don't want to carry my phone and be calling Denise. Say, Denise, please help my life. Anything for your guests? I remember. Anything for your boys? Anything for your guests? Rich auntie vibes. Rich auntie, show me love. Oluwa, show me love. Show me love. Help my life. Let me just, you know, just have something to just put in my mouth and just be going by the day. So, which category do you belong to? And yes, feel free to be honest. We're not using it against you at all. And this is why we will not use it against you. I'm not oblivious of the current reality. Trust me. You don't even know if my own case is worse. You don't even know if I have shishi in my account. You don't even know if my salary is enough for me. So I'm not talking from a privileged position. No, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying this because, I want to. No, not at all. It's important. And that's why we're having this conversation, because with the current rate of things, with inflation biting hard at this time, we look forward to the better, okay? We look forward to better days, but sadly, some of us may not experience better days anytime soon. So what then is the way forward? Savings. The experts have said savings, no matter how little. You know, a little here, a little there, and maybe, just maybe, it will amount to something huge. You understand? So that is why we're having this conversation. I want to go to WhatsApp messages now, as I'm unable to access the phone lines as we speak. I hope I can get through to your... Okay, I think I can access your phone lines now, so I'll just go ahead and take the calls. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Hi, welcome. Go ahead.
Okay, good afternoon. My name is Mark. I'm calling from Chuba.
Mark, you're welcome.
Okay, I think that it's important to save. Yeah, but you just have to know what works for you.
Okay.
Oftentimes, you see where people, you know, in the guise to save, and they're keeping money, and then, you know, these monies are not being used, that they're not being put to use, and the money keeps depreciating, and you cannot even use it to do what you're supposed to use it for.
Okay.
You know, and then it's important to also know if what works for you is just keeping your budget for the time, and then investing whatever money you have for that time, you know, to use for you. Because, you know, oftentimes save money, and you're saving, and you're not putting the money to use, and you keep depreciating. And by the time you realize it, you're still where you are. While some people have left you and, you know, are farther away from where you all started from. You know, but the worst part is having to spend to the point where you have to beg. It's not maybe not just once, not twice, but it becomes a habit. So I think that everybody should, you know, imbibe the habit of looking at what works for you and then saving or investing so that you don't go cap in hand begging the people you're not supposed to even beg because you don't have at the moment.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'd like for you to help me do something. Please help me drop the call. Thank you. I can't do it from my end, unfortunately. Okay. I don't think he heard me. Let me do that now. So I can read through your messages now. Someone says again, Didi, Warren Buffett is entitled to his opinion. Yeah. All right, so you're talking about one of the rich men in the world. Someone says, please, can you play that song you just made reference to for me? Which song? I know I did Sakpa and then Adulthood and a Scam or something. Good afternoon, Didi. There's nothing called savings again. Of what need is saving? So when 2 square meals is not guaranteed in a day, does it make any sense that one is saving and yet hungry? The income of the average Nigerian cannot even meet their basic needs, not to talk of saving. It is really terrible. Christy from Port Harcourt. Hi, Didi. My name is Ezekiel Okanwa from Adajot. It's very important to save, no matter how little, because if you save money, the money will save you tomorrow. Susan is sending a voice note. Sorry, I can't read it. I can't listen. Good afternoon, Denise. Okay, Denise is spelled D-E-N-I-S-E. And not D-A-N-I-E-S. So that's not me. I'm a businessman. I do save. One of my savings is my house rent. I pay 25,000 naira per month and save 850 naira per day for my house rent. So that at the end of the year, I can pay my landlord 1 year house rent of 300K. It's good to save and it makes life easier. I do save money per day for food too. Remember, Jesus Christ says he who wants to build a tower should plan. This is from Donald in Owerri. Thank you, Donald. Didi, you know how to shake table, oh. Save for this Buhari regime. Only the rich can save this time around. Some of us hardly meet our needs. I'm not in any way saying saving is not good. In fact, saving is godly, but the economy no favor saving. It is what it is. Dave from Port Harcourt. Another message says, saving is very good. In a country where the take-home pay stops you by the roadside and the economy of a country, now we are saving double of our transportation on the same money, but it is good to save for the rainy day. Ezekiel Isaiah, send that in. Someone says, good afternoon, Denise. Saving is important. For example, I have taken care of Christmas rice and chicken through saving for foodstuff contribution. Yay! I will come and eat rice and chicken in your house. Give me your address. Imagine now that rice is up to 40,000 naira. By the time it gets to Christmas time, you will understand what I mean. Saving also helped me when my wife was pregnant. There was no running up and down for money, so saving saves lives. Ekpezi Charles from Okrika, please give me address. I know where we come and eat Christmas rice and chicken. Ah, Oluwa, thank you, Lord. You have done it for me. Nigeria Info, I'm Steve. My saving culture is so funny. I don't believe in what people used to say. Now, waiting you eat, then be your own. Oh, I'm in Netherlands. Oh, interesting. But I don't eat good. I eat bread or donuts all day. I add it up with fruit. I have not bought any clothes or shoes since I arrived here because I know where I'm coming from. I know my background and I know about situations in my country. Now I have some money to invest if I'm back. Wow. Hope Netherlands is treating you well, by the way. Good day, Denise. It's very good to save. It helps one to acquire some impromptu things that you wouldn't have been able to get when you plan for them. For example, you can acquire land or a car from someone who has a need from your savings. If you don't have savings, you can't acquire such. I love to save. I'm Eloa Brown from Elelewa. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Hello. Oh no, it happened again. Sorry. Facebook brethren, I'm here for you now. Let's see. Delight Harry on Facebook. Delight Hangry on Facebook says, Auntie Didi, good afternoon. The hardship too much, my auntie. I don't even know how to start to save. I pray may God help us in this life. Victor Kazi says, I spend as it comes. I don't know how to save. Izubundu Okezi on Facebook says, when things become this hard and the citizens are crying for hardship, hike in prices of things and the cost of living is high as well, I think this is the rainy day. Dave Asula says, it's only the rich that save for the rainy day. Are you sure? Christiana Ahuruchi says, it is not when you finish meeting your immediate needs that you can save. Okay, I think it means she, rather. Is it not when you finish meeting your immediate needs that you can save? Income of these days does not even meet all needs, not to talk of saving. Excellence the Great says, me, no savings at all. The one that comes is not even enough for the expenses. I need financial assistance for now. Sarah Mene Princess Gift says, at his comes, just spend, though. Because before it reaches your hands, his problem was there already. Solomon Asaita Monoperim says, now only politicians where they thief get enough to save. Nobody can save in this hardship. And then A.B. Don Celeste says, Denise, like this, you don't cast for Ninja here. You can't differentiate again. Like these people have given up gangan. Shebi, that is what I'm seeing you. Okay. Good afternoon, Didi. It is better to save money for tomorrow. It is better to save money better for tomorrow. Israel Idiang from Eleme, Nigeria Info. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Didi.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the sunny side of life.
Yes, Chinke Daniel Imogeto Zakasa.
You are welcome.
Yes. My sister, the situation in our country today does not encourage saving. Take for instance, you save 500 naira today that can buy you one small loaf of bread. But as you save it before the end of the month, that 500 naira can no longer buy you half of that bread. What is the meaning of that saving?
But at least you have 500 naira for starters. You have to look for another 500 naira extra.
Then the worth of 500 naira that you would have bought that bread today, by the time you save it the next month, is no longer worth half of that bread. So is that encouraging?
Okay, what if you invest the 500 naira and by the next month it yields more than 500 naira?
That is investment. That is not savings.
But people save for various reasons. I don't expect anybody to just save and leave the money in the bank. If there are viable investment opportunities, why not plunge your money there?
That is investment, not savings. I am.
So, the money you use for investment, where do you get it from?
Well, investment, maybe you have a property, you sell your property or whatever, and then invest it on something.
Because really? That's how you invest?
I am a typical example of what I'm telling you today.
Oh, I see.
In 1982, that is when $1 equaled 1 naira around June, July. The person that is talking to you is an old man.
Okay.
And then, 1983, I started saving. I had 1,000 naira that year. You know what 1,000 naira was that time?
It was a lot.
I saved it for 6 years and had 4,000 naira after 6 years.
Uh-huh.
I could have bought motorcycle or second-hand vehicle. But after saving it for 6 years, coming to buy, I can't even buy second-hand motorcycle. This is Nigeria for you. So it does not encourage saving. Unless our politicians that are, you know, carrying all the money and all the rest of them. Yes, I am telling you the weak point of savings in this country today.
But at the same time, while you are here telling us reasons why it may almost be impossible to save, someone else is saving that 20 naira, 10 naira, 500 naira, 1,000 naira. And who knows, by next year, the person uses it for something really, really tangible and it yields more.
Yes. So take the money that you have, invest on something, buy something today. Knowing that tomorrow, next tomorrow, that thing will work. But if you talk about savings, then the bank or whatever kind of savings, the money is depreciating instead of adding value.
I think we're saying the same thing in different ways. But thank you so much, Mr. Daniels. And that's why nobody would advise you to just be saving money in the bank. Someone says, who they owe, fit save, save so that you can pay people you're owing. Someone says, how long did Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg save to start Tesla and Facebook, respectively? Old ways, pretty obsolete. Different strokes for different folks, though. The personal financial skills for the day is financial engineering in order to beat inflation and accomplish your vision in life. Savers are losers because of hyperinflation. I'm the worst saver I've ever known, yet my investments have never left me stranded financially. I learned to sell and then invest from my commission that has worked for me, then save in PSD. But you didn't use the money, Abby.